$6 billion. That is how much Boeing lost in the third quarter of this year. The plane maker is grappling with deep problems across the board, including an ongoing strike that halted production at its factories in the Pacific Northwest. NPR's Joel Rose has been following all of this and joins us now. Hi, Joel.
Hey, Elsa.
Hey. Okay, so $6 billion sounds like a lot of money, but can you just put that in context for us? Like, how bad are things at Boeing right now?
Yeah, this is not a total surprise. I mean, Boeing said a few weeks ago that it was going to report billions of dollars in losses. Still, though, $6 billion is a staggeringly bad quarter.
Yeah.
Part of this is the work stoppage that you mentioned, the machinist union strike that's now in its sixth week that has stopped deliveries of Boeing planes, including the best-selling 737. But clearly, that is not all that is going on here. Boeing also announced a $2 billion loss in its defense and space business. And, you know, even before the strike, the company was dealing with quality control and production problems.
So what are leaders at Boeing saying about these losses?
Boeing CEO Kelly Ortberg had been keeping a low profile since he took over that job about 2 months ago. Uh-huh. Today was really the first time that we have heard Ortberg talk about what he plans to do, both in a conference call with analysts and in a live TV interview. Ortberg talked a lot about rebuilding the culture at Boeing, about putting company managers closer to the shop floor. Here's how he put it in that interview with CNBC.
We need to be in the engineering labs. We need to be in the factory, talking to our people, understanding the challenges that they're facing, get back to what everybody wants Boeing to be, this iconic company building great aircraft and defense systems.
At the same time, Ortberg said he wants Boeing to be leaner, more streamlined, and it said that the company will lay off about 10% of its workforce. And today, Ortberg also said Boeing could look to sell off some of the non-core parts of its business, though he declined to give any specifics about, you know, exactly what that means. Ortberg also said it's critical to end this machinist strike that has been going on for well over a month.
Yeah, about that strike, I understand that union members are voting today on a new contract offer from Boeing. What's going on with that?
Yeah, the union voted overwhelmingly to reject the company's first offer back in September. Now there is a better one on the table. Boeing is offering a 35% wage hike. That is up from 25% in its first offer, but still short of the 40% raise that the union wanted. The company would also increase its contributions to employees' 401ks, but Boeing has not agreed to one key union demand, and that is restoring the pension plan that workers lost a decade ago. And I talked about that with John Holden, the Machinist Union local president. And he said, you know, a lot of members are going to agonize over this vote.
There's a lot of emotion out there. There's still a lot of anger over what happened 10 years ago. But now it's 10 years later, and it's not easy to get something like that back. And so they have to make that decision.
When the machinists voted on that first contract offer, Holden predicted correctly that they would reject it. This time, he says he is not sure.
So when do you expect the results of the voting?
Probably late tonight or early tomorrow morning. If the union members approve the deal, they could get back to work as soon as Friday. But Boeing leaders, you know, sounded a note of caution about how quickly production could ramp up. The CEO said today that it is more important to do this right than to do it fast.
That is NPR's Joel Rose. Thank you so much, Joel.
You're welcome.